Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's now time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. That because it's still morning where you are, and
that's
here in
true.
Pennsylvania it is time. I thank you for, you know, this little bit of a time difference today. I've had my three grandchildren, and there was no way I could even think, let alone, you know, get on the show this morning. So I thank you for that. And
sure.
A little bit about me. I'm known as the Magical DC Love, the name given to me by Spirit. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and also a teacher. And as you know, I'm a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my fur baby Ginger, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I have a divine connection, and it took me quite a while to realize that. We first connected when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really amazing thing about Joan and her connection is she's left this door open, and others from the other side have walked through it, and they've given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And they've also provided me with the ability to relate and work with so many different types of people. And prior to these beautiful, life-changing experiences that I've had, I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a innate releasing practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I get from my divine guidance to help others gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC on Facebook. So that's one of the ways that you can contact her. My Learn More button will tell you more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. All right, DC. Time for us to hear messages. So what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is a beautiful prayer, and it's entitled Healing from Archangel Raphael, Fifth Ray Attunement by Lisa Nicole. The emerald green ray of healing for your planet runs through me. We are one. My offering is to run this ray of healing through you, only if you choose to accept. If you are ready to move forward in your own healing, I am here to support. When you are ready, sit quietly, breathe, and relax. There you are, waiting ever so patiently. I see you. Continue breathing. I am here, above you. I begin to float down, dropping in like a skydiver, face to face, nose to nose, gazing in your sparkling gemstone eyes with a smile. I admire your beauty and shine. I adore you. I ever so gently take your hands and place them palms up, ready to receive. Then with my hands, beaming of brilliant green energy, I infuse the divine emerald rays into you through your hands, and so it is. You are now able to call upon the fifth ray for service to others, and most importantly, service to self. With a grin, wink, and a kiss on the cheek, our date is complete. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And we're going to continue on with Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is still present with us, and he's the patron. He's a patron of healers, and really those in need of healing. He's a mighty archangel, and he's able to like fearlessly move into whatever area is needed of healing, bringing a host of angels with him to really accomplish what needs to be done. It does not matter what you are facing. Archangel Raphael is there, and he'll help to open your heart and your mind to the healing power of spirit and the universe. This angel works with and through all sorts of healers, counselors, anyone who is willing to open up to the energy of the higher archy to bring peace and healing to others. He assists us in being a catalyst for healing while not taking on or impacting what is happening with those we are serving. This allows us to be both clearer channels for the healing process, as well as ensuring we do not take on problems or issues of another. If this angel, is really resonating with you today, it may be an indication that you may be in need of some deep healing or that you may be called upon to help heal another. Perhaps you've been waiting to start a healing career of your own and have been seeking a healer to help you find your own way through. Perhaps you need to stop and think about what healing means to you and what its true value is for you in your life today. If you are a healer struggling with the issues of what to charge in terms of fee for healing work, work with this, beautiful angel, and he'll help you to come to terms, with fees for your, healing work, and he's going to help you to speak strongly, okay? And also, he's asking, are you able to honor the true value of what you do of your own work? Do you value the work that other healers are doing, or do you tend to look down on other forms of healing simply because it doesn't resonate with you? This can also impact your ability to resonate, with others. Okay, so Archangel Raphael, he knows that no one's system of healing works better than another. And he knows that, all have value, and what does not resonate for you doesn't mean that it won't resonate for someone else. So if you are seeking healing, ask yourself, what are you hoping to receive through this healing work? Do you expect, that the healer is going to do all the healing for you? Or are you, of course, willing to work with the healer as part of a team? No one can do your healing for you. The only magic bullet is the energy that comes from within, and the way you access the energy is to accept responsibility for your own life and everything that happens in it. Trust me, all the tools that you need and the instructions on how to use them will be handed to you if you really are willing to accept them. This is not to say that the healing process need be long or difficult. Far from it. It can happen in the twinkle of an eye when I is willing to just be open to receiving. Please ask Archangel Raphael to begin by healing and opening your heart. Embrace the energy that begins to flow through you from this beautiful angel's love. And he's saying, I am Archangel Raphael, and he's just so happy to be with us today. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you so much, DC. Such wonderful messages. Okay, and here is what I am getting from Jesus right now. My beloved ones, we want you to once again let go. We say this because it really does allow your life to flow so much more gently and easily. And you will find that everything happens at the right time. It is a lot like what was happening with the magical DC love. She was in a place where she knew she could not do the radio show at the time that it was normally done. And so she let it go. And she also listened to her guidance and asked if it would be possible to do it at a different time. Now, she did not know how Barbara Grace would react to this, nor was she worried about it. She simply did what she was guided to do. And Barbara Grace was happy to work with her on this because it actually gave her time to do something she wanted to do before some other things that are happening in her day are happening. So it worked out to be for the best for everyone involved. But it only worked because they let go. It could have been that she could have informed Barbara Grace and Barbara Grace could have gotten upset and said, no, we have to do it now. I'm ready for it right now. And she would have been upset because DC would not have been able to do what she wanted her to do. And that would have ruined both of their days because DC is a very loving and concerned person. And she would not have wanted to upset Barbara Grace. But luckily, neither one of them are doing that. They are both open to what is. They are open to the love that flows. They are open to changes and seeing how they can actually be beneficial to their lives. And so they didn't get all wrapped up in that worry about what might happen. Instead, they just did what they were guided to do. And they both had very productive mornings. And they are both happy and at peace and ready to do this radio show right now. So we encourage you to let go. It really does make a huge difference in your life. It really does allow the things that you desire to come to be. So let go. And even if you don't know how, let go anyway. Sometimes that is the most important thing for you to let go of, the whole belief that you have to know how to do everything before you can do anything. Let go. And call on us. If you need help, call on us. We are here for you. We truly are. So you can simply say, Jesus, I want to let go, but I don't know how. Please help me to let go. And you will find yourself filled with this beautiful energy, the energy of love. The energy that will be there to support you as you are letting go and moving forward with your own life. This is your time. So please let go and move into love. You are loved. You truly are loved. Let go. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And he was right. This morning worked out wonderfully. I did some things that I've been thinking about doing but hadn't actually gotten around to doing, and everything worked out. The timing worked out, and it was just amazing the way it all worked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what, Barbara, I don't feel right if we don't have this show and help people. I feel like, you know, part of my day is missing. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to do this so bad. But I realized, I had to give the kids my attention, you know, and I feel so blessed that we're able to do this now.
Yeah. And that's wonderful. Okay, so we will now take questions from our callers. So if you have a question and you have not done so already, press the number 1 so that lovely icon appears on the screen. And we will now go through our callers as they are listed. Our first one is from area code 904. There we go. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Patty. Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. It's been a while since I talked to either of you.
Oh, we're glad you're back. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Oh, I just thought I would ask if there's any, if it's okay to ask for just a general, any messages from Spirit coming through.
It's always okay, especially if you don't, you know, have a specific thing that you're thinking about. You know, you're open to whatever comes through, and usually, you know, you'll realize when you get the messages like, oh, wow, I really needed to hear that. So that's very, very, you know, intuitive of you to, you know, to present the, you know, the matter this way. And my dog Ginger is coming in. So I don't know if you've, you know, has Ginger been on with you before? Because she likes your energy, Patty.
Yeah, she has before.
Okay, because she really likes your energy, so she's getting excited here. Okay. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting for you is I see Archangel Uriel coming in, okay? And I'm getting, wondering, like, where all these big hearts were coming for, who they were coming for, and is there for you? I'm getting, this is the time that you're asked to open your heart to greater love. And really to let go of, you know, anything that's not love within your heart, anything that needs to be forgiven, you know, you're just asked to let it go, Patty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to feel, when you do, you're going to feel like such a lightness. The heaviness is going to lift, and that space is going to be filled with pure love. It's really, really beautiful. You may, in fact, notice a beautiful, beautiful yellow, you know, color engulf you. And this is, you know, just Archangel Uriel coming in and really helping you to heal, okay? And he's getting rid of, like, any kind of negative energy that's around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can call upon him yourself if you have a situation that you have that needs a little bit of emotional healing. You can think of him as a dear friend. You can talk about any problems that you have, okay? Whether it's, you know, you have, like, something really bad going on or, you know, just something, you know, even like minuscule, whatever it is, where you need some peace, call upon him, okay? He's great to giving you encouragement. He'll help you to come up with ideas. If you need a little boost and a little help completing something, call upon him, okay?
Okay.
So he'll even help you to bring healing energy to a situation, okay? So.
Okay.
Kenny Ginger's saying, well, don't forget, Mom, you know, he's even there to, like, to help ensure that there's going to be good weather if you're flying, okay?
I am flying.
Well, see, Ginger's the one that realized that, Patty. I didn't realize that. She's saying, but tell her, Mom, the most important part. Okay, Ginger. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm flying on Sunday. I have to go to a funeral.
Oh, God bless you. Okay.
Thank you.
So what I'm getting, well, at this time, as you and I are connecting, I don't know if there's something maybe on your mind, but I'm getting, you know, don't rush into a decision as we are speaking, okay? You sort of have to wait a little while, and, you know, you're going to be in, you know, maybe a better frame of mind. I feel like you have a lot in your mind right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of meditation would help, and it's really going to help you to, like, see what's going on. And I'm getting that, like, new beginnings are around you. If there was anything stopping you, any delays, they're soon going to be over. And it's like you stopped at a stop sign. You were going to go left, but you decided to go right, and you're taking, you know, a beautiful new road. And I see a sign, and it says the next right is going to be, you know, opportunity. So you're going right toward opportunity, okay?
Okay.
So you might find that, like, your planning might, you know, like, seem like it's not going the way you planned. It might take a little while before you get it going. But everything is going to be okay. You're going to see that it moves, like, really fast. And I'm getting, you know, with you, the word change, okay? And Ginger's saying sometimes when you hear the word change, it sort of, like, gives you, like, an uneasy feeling, okay? Patty, you've got to trust and know that the universe, you know, wants you to be happy, okay? So anything that comes up that you really didn't plan for is going to take you in a better direction. It's going to be fulfilling. It's going to be filled with joy. And, you know, the angels are with you. They're not going to leave you in the dark. And they're going to help you to see, like, you know, where it is that you are going, okay? So So this is like a fresh new start for you. Just remain optimistic. And you really are someone that you can adapt, whether you're like uncomfortable with it or not. You do have the ability to adapt, okay? We have Archangel Raphael coming in. And he's saying, you know, please know that it is safe for you to trust. And Patty, you're the kind of person that could multitask. You could do so many things at once, okay? I don't know if you're, you know, you're connecting with your creative side, with your passion. What is it that you do creatively?
Well, I've done different things in the past, some artwork and stuff, and I actually had just signed up for a comedy class with a troupe that's nearby, just thinking, you know, I always like comedy, and it'll be fun and get me going doing something new. And I went to one class, and now a funeral I have to attend, so I'm going to miss 2 out of 4 classes, but I'll catch the last one on the tail end. And I can always take it another time. So I did start to do that just to get something going, you know.
Well, Phyllis Diller is coming in and she's saying, Patty, girlfriend, aim high and you won't shoot off your foot. So she really, she's very proud of you, okay? She wants you to take that class. And she's saying, you know, it's very healing, you know. Comedy is very healing.
Right.
So I'm saying, you know what? You know, I should say, if it were me, I'd take the class because housework, you know, it can't kill you, but why take the chance, Patty? You know, take the class. So if you get a chance, you know, do take that. And I'm getting, you know,
that well,
this
I did
would
go
be,
to
you know,
one,
like we,
but got interrupted with a few. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, when the time is right, divine timing, you know, you're going to be able to take it. So everything happens, and that's what I see that. It'll be great there for you, okay? Okay,
yeah,
the other thing that I'm seeing is a beautiful butterfly. And for me, like when I see butterflies, I always feel like a loved one is near. But I'm also getting like, you know, it also represents, you may have been religious growing up, and I feel like you're sort of taking like more of a spiritual path presently. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, yeah. I've been on a spiritual path for a long time.
Yeah, because I just feel like you're shifting and you're really getting to know the real you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, you know? I mean, it's just beautiful. And you've got to, you know, you've got to resonate with what you believe, okay? And just keep going forward. Okay, because I know for some, like, you know, when you say, you know, like they want to know what religion or whatever you are, I know like sometimes it's like a subject that really, you know, like you don't like to bring up. You know, and people will ask me and I tell them love is my religion, you know?
You tell them
and
what?
And as, you know, love is my religion, you know?
Oh,
I try to love everybody, you know? I don't want to judge them. I just want to, you know, some love. We are all light workers, you know? We're just helping each other. We're walking each other home, you know? And a lot of us are just, like, starting to wake up. They're not as awakened as we are. And when they start to, like, really wake up, they realize the connection that we all have to each other.
Right.
So it's beautiful. So what I'm getting, you know, do you get outside and, like, just, you know, connect with Mother Earth?
Not as much as I used to, and I should be. It's just so hot where I am in the summertime. It's hard to be outside. It's close to 100 degrees in Florida in the summer, so really kind of it's. And it's so humid, you can barely breathe in it. So now we're coming into better weather next month. So
yeah, a little when the weather breaks, get out a little bit, I'm getting like the butterfly is just flying by to tell you that you're going through like a time of major transformation, okay? And you're going to find yourself almost like you feel like, you know, you're here on Earth, but the other foot is sort of like off in another dimension, honey, okay?
Yeah, I feel that a lot anyway.
You know what, as I'm giving you that message, Mother Mary is coming in, and her presence is just so beautiful. I feel the unconditional love all around you, and she's asking that, you know, you open your heart to this beautiful motherly love that's around you, and I'm also feeling that there may have been some issues with your mother or a mother figure, Patty? Is that so? Is there some mother issues?
Well, we used to butt heads a lot.
Okay.
I mean, there was, yeah.
Okay, so
but
I'm getting this just like this energy that, Okay, there's like a little bit of energy that you still are holding on to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Mary is here. She's going to help you to release, you know, those old heavy emotions connected to your mother so that you could really enjoy your life. But she's asking that I invite Barbara and Jesus in as well to assist, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
And it was my
honor.
Honey, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Okay, Patty. So we are going to be doing some releasing statements, working through your innate body. And I kind of consider the innate body kind of as your spiritual consciousness. So I will make statements and you will repeat what I say out loud.
Okay.
And this is your way of letting your innate body know that you recognize it and recognize that it's here to help you. Okay, so the first statement is, I guess it has to do with the fact that you kept talking about a funeral. Okay. Dear innate, I release death.
I release death.
And you need to say, dear innate, so it knows that you're talking to it.
I'm sorry, what?
You need to start with dear innate.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Dear innate, I release death.
Dear innate, I release grief.
Dear innate, I release grief.
Dear innate, I release sadness.
Dear innate, I release sadness.
Dear innate, I release my mother.
Dear innate, I release my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive God.
Dear innate, I forgive God.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
That feels good, feels lighter.
Yeah, that's something I love about working with the innate. It instantly starts taking away whatever it is you're letting go of. So, all right, let me see if there's anything else I want you to let go of. So what do you think about death and funerals and all of that?
Well, I just figure, you know, I believe in, you know, the spirit living on and spirit just passing to the other side. And, you know, everybody has their time. And, you know, that's sort of how I view it. You know, it's a little bit of sadness because you had connection with people. But I just see them as, you know, passing over to the other side. And, you know, the spirit lives on. It's just their time is their time. And that's basically how I kind of view it.
Okay,
we all have our time,
wonderful.
You know.
All right. Let's see. And here is your message from Jesus. So here's what he wants to say to you. My beloved, you do recognize that you are eternal, that everyone is eternal, and that death really has no power unless you give it power. Most people give it power because they believe that it is supposed to be overwhelming, that it is supposed to be so sad, that it is supposed to be so traumatic, that they are losing someone from their lives. But as more and more people are waking up, they are realizing that none of that is true. Just because the person is no longer in the physical does not mean that you have lost anyone. You can't lose anyone. They are eternal, just like you.
Right.
And so as you open your heart more and more to the truth of who you are, to the power that is within you, to your connection with the Creator, you find that your life gets easier. You also find that things just flow. They just happen. The synchronicities come to be. So that you don't need to work at it. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to struggle. You don't need to fight. Because you are in the flow of love. And that is what you are experiencing more and more of every day. So be open to that. Be open to it in every moment. And anytime you find yourself feeling anything less than absolute joy, then use those dear innate statements to release whatever it is you are feeling. Because you don't need to feel anything other than the beauty and joy of life. No matter what the situation, even if you are in the middle of a group of people who are terribly upset and mourning and crying and whatever it is that they are doing, you do not need to feel what they are feeling. It is your life. It is your choice. So allow yourself to be in joy.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome. So now I can say, go and enjoy the funeral.
Yeah, I will. We always had a few chuckles, so I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you too,
love. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to our next caller from 111111111. One of my favorite numbers. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is me. This is Akanksha.
Hi, Akanksha. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was looking at anything that you pick up, and I was making the list for our call today, but then since then my throat has just locked off. Sorry, yes.
Ooh, it's already bringing up stuff that we're going to be letting go of later. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what kind
of... I have difficulty speaking, so... Yeah.
Okay, let's see what kind of message DC is giving.
Yes, hi. It's DC. It's very nice to connect with you today. The first thing that I'm getting is this is sort of like, you know, like... One of the chapters of your life is ending, and you're waiting for the new chapter to begin, okay? And this new chapter that's coming is going to be so happy and so filled with joy. So try to feel it as if it's already here, is what the angels are saying, okay? This is going to be a time of growth, both spiritually and energetically, and you're going to be able to manifest so much in, like, in the physical world, okay? So whatever it is that you've been wanting, you know, really, you know, put your energy into that area, and you're going to see how, you know, it's going to be so much easier to manifest. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of wonderful things waiting for you. So really start, like I said, to, you know, feel excited about, you know, the abundance that's coming your way and all, you know, like all the beautiful times that you're going to have. And the angels are with you, and they're just helping you to just, you know, really get prepared for the next chapter of your life. I know that you can't see what's ahead of you, but it's coming very soon, okay?
Yes.
So just, you know, just know that you've, you know, you planted, like, sort of you planted seeds, like, a long time ago, and now you're just waiting for them to really grow, and then you can harvest them, okay? And just hold on, you know, to hope and, you know, and faith and... The angels are saying, you know, this is a message to say that, you know, really believe because there is something beautiful and positive coming your way, okay?
Yes.
And the angels are all around you. They're your beautiful divine team. They just want you to, you know, to be at peace, you know, go within, connect, you know, with your heart. And as you do, you're going to see, you know, like every day you're a little bit closer. So it's not going to be long. It's coming really fast. And the only thing I see that may hold you up a little bit, Akanksha, is that you're sort of a giver, and you give more than you receive.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, sort of, it's sort of like the scales are tipping to the one end there, so it's going to throw you off balance a little bit, and it may actually slow down the manifestation process, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we want you to just get, you know, back into balance so that you can, like I said, manifest a lot more quickly, okay? So the angels are going to help you with that, and they're asking, you know, Barbara and Jesus as well, like, to come in to really, you know, see why it is that you're holding on to this energy that's, you know, sort of slowing down the manifestation process, because all this abundance is, you know, coming your way, as well as,
yes,
you know, everything that you're wanting to do, okay? I'm getting successes coming your way, but I'm also getting there's, you know, there's a little something that you're holding on to, and, you know, there's forgiveness is needed, and, you know, a little healing as well, Agongsha. So I'm going to ask Barbara now to come in with Jesus and just whatever it is that you're holding on to just get rid of it so that you can have what you want. Okay? God bless you, honey.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we are going to make some of those wonderful statements to the innate. And I want to remind everyone that if we're making statements that resonate with you, you can also be making these statements out loud to your innate and letting go of the same issues. So you don't actually have to talk directly to me before you can use these statements. So feel free. Okay. Here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear to speak up.
Dear innate, I release the fear to speak up.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being heard.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being heard.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being seen.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being seen.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being known.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being known.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my changes.
Dear innate, I accept my changes.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Okay, check in and see. How do you feel?
I feel much better. My throat is still, like, I know some more stuff is going to come up later today, but yes.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the need to resist my changes.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my changes.
Dear innate, I allow my voice to flow.
Dear innate, I allow my voice to flow.
Okay, how does that feel?
I feel better, yes. Though I'm shivering for some reason, it's not cold, but...
Okay, that is... That is stuff that is shifting inside of you.
Yes, it could be. I have been using these statements every day.
Yeah. They make a difference, though. Do use them every day.
Oh, they make a lot of difference.
Yeah. Okay, there's one more that we need to do. Let's see. Renate, I allow myself to shift.
Dear Renate, I allow myself to shift.
Oh. And one more. Dear Renate, I release the old identities.
Dear Renate, I release the old identities.
All right, how does that feel?
But then which is the new identity?
Let's see. Dear Renate, I accept that I am love.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am love.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am power.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am power.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am freedom.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am freedom.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am magnificent.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am magnificent.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am more.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am more.
Take a nice deep breath. There we go. How does that feel?
I feel cooler.
So that's your new identity. You are becoming who you truly are. You are becoming who your heart knows you to be instead of who your head told you you were.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see what Jesus wants to say. Here we go. My beloved one. You are showing that you have extraordinary courage because you are taking the steps to completely and totally change your life. You live in a country where the culture demands that as a woman you be this, 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 and this, and you know what this, 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 and this are, and you are deciding that you don't have to be that. That you have the freedom, that you have the capability, that you have the power to create yourself however you choose to be. And that takes extraordinary courage. So don't ever look at all that you are going through and think, oh my gosh, I am so small, I am so pathetic, I am so fearful, because you are not. The fact that you are doing this shows that you are embracing the truth of who you are, that you are ready to live in your power, that you are ready to attract powerful people into your life, that you are ready to help them to see the light within themselves as you are seeing the light within you. So don't ever discount yourself. You are more phenomenal than you know. Allow your life to move forward. Allow yourself to change. And do not hesitate to let go. This is you coming into your power, your beauty, your glory, your phenomenal magnificence. And this is the time for you to do so. We love you. And we respect and honor you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. Whew.
That's a really nice message. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, now you can sleep easy tonight and be ready for letting go in the morning.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. All right, DC, we have dealt with everyone who had their hand up. So this is the last call. If you are in the list and you have a question or you want a message, your last chance to put your hand up is right now. Okay, we're not getting any more hands up, so.
Well, you know what? I think maybe we did our job and we're getting better and better, Barbara.
Hey, that's the way it's supposed to work, right?
It is, and I thank you for, you know, just being flexible and, you know, allowing this show to happen. But I did get a little message this morning for everyone to notice the signs that you're getting from heaven, those we love, and the angels. Because the signs, you know, that you're getting, you're seeing, you're hearing them, you're feeling them, those are the channels of communication between you and the angels. And they're always sending you signs and messages. So try to pay attention, you know, to who's showing up in your life, what is showing up in your life, and when they show up, because they're coming, you know, to really give you the answers that you've been praying for. If you're asking the angels, you know, and your loved ones on the other side to help you, then please pay attention or you're going to miss the signs that are coming your way. So you really got to take a little time to, you know, to feel what it feels like to connect with the angels, to connect with, you know, your divine team, your loved ones, and you're going to soon realize the way in which they want to connect with you. I know a lot of people, you know, find maybe feathers or pennies. And, you know, the feathers to me, I feel like angels are near. And then with pennies, I just feel like pennies, like my family comes in. Okay, so they may mean a little bit different things to different people. But a lot of people see, like, numbers. They see maybe patterns or maybe, like, a sequence of numbers, and they may keep reoccurring. And another way that, you know, I receive messages a lot of the times is during my dream state. And if you have, like, a very, like, strong intuitive feeling that's, you know, telling you something or you're feeling something, please really, you know, trust what you're getting. Trust that your instincts are right. Once in a while, a butterfly, you know, will fly by, and that is a common sign that your loved ones are near. You know, they're here to visit. They're saying hello. And a raindrop landing on your cheek is a kiss from someone who loves you in heaven. So would you like, you know, your angels to, you know, or your loved ones to send you a sign of their presence? And as Barbara said, they haven't left us. They're still with us. All you have to do is ask them and, you know, be open and see what happens. And that's what I have for today, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, then I guess we are finished for today, and we have now to look forward to Thursday. Yay!
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was starting to this morning, Barbara, with Aretha Franklin. I was starting to connect with her, and then, you know, the kids just, like, they came in like a big storm. So I had to say to her, I'm sorry. I just, you know, this is not going to work right now. It was just, like, too crazy. So I'm hoping to connect with her before our next show.
That'll be great.
Yes, it truly would be, and bringing a message. I was getting little messages here and there, but I feel like she, you know, she has something to share with everyone. So I'm getting excited about that, and I can't wait to connect again on Thursday.
Wonderful. Well, and we have even more wonderful things to look forward to. Well, thank you everyone for listening and for dealing with our change in time, and we send you all lots and lots of love, and we will talk to you on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.